Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's Boomer and Geo on The Fan and the CBS Sports Network.
And we're coming to you live from the Built for Tough Studio. Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti. It's Boomer and Geo on The Fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network. And wherever you are on the free Odyssey app, good Tuesday morning. It's been raining for 2 days straight. The Mets don't play last night because of the rain. They're going to try to squeeze in two today while it's still pouring outside. So this is going to be very, very interesting to see how they squeeze in all these games against the Nationals. The Braves do lose to the Marlins. So the dream is still alive, Boomer. We got some Monday Night Football last night, and the Yankees with several Marino dealing, looking like he's ready for the postseason with no Aaron Judge home runs. And they also have a doubleheader today, so we got four local baseball games to watch this afternoon if they actually get them in. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Well, they get the ones in Texas for sure, but, the Mets, see, this is what you worry about here in this time of year, and you got these open-air stadiums, and that's why I was saying that if the Mets end up in the wild card, you just never know, although the weather looks great this weekend. Mm-hmm. You never know what could happen next week, you know, if they win their wild card games. So, I mean, you know, these are the things that you just kind of sit back and you wait and see what happens. And the interesting thing is that the Braves forgot how to play baseball last night.
Yeah, they looked like they went out and partied and then got on the plane and flew down there, which probably didn't happen. But, yeah, I mean, you got all that pressure on you and that series means everything to you. And then you have to travel and go down to a dead atmosphere in Miami. I mean, that was the end of that. So they looked awful all the way around. So we'll see what happens.
You know, the interesting thing, too, is that the Marlins are not pitching Alcantara.
I know, they shut him down
for the year. So. Yep. But they still shut him out last night. It's unbelievable. Like, same lineup, essentially. You know, I mean, it's... I don't know. It's just
imagine going into that game.
Oh no, I can't even think about it because you know.
Imagine going into that last game, and then the Braves get swept, and the Mets have a chance to win the division with a win, and then they lose.
Could you imagine if the Mets if they do play today? Let's say the Mets lose the first one.
Well, they better play today because what the hell's going to happen if they don't?
It's crazy.
Imagine if they have to play on Thursday and that screws them all up for the weekend and the pitchers and everything else.
Well, the thing about it is, if they have to play on Thursday, let's.
Oh, God.
If they have to play on Thursday, they'll know at least whether or not these games mean anything.
We got contingency plans here.
Then if the games don't mean anything because the Braves
don't play
the game,
then don't play.
They'll have to play them, but you'll see a whole bunch of like. There's no way you're going to see DeGrom. No way you're going to see Scherzer. You're not going to see any of those guys.
Of course not.
You may not see any of those guys anyway. Actually, you know, this is just a really interesting set of circumstances because. It's not over until it's over, Gio. I keep telling you that. And here we are, and they'll know tonight. Well, you know, let's say Miami beats them again. Atlanta beats them again.
Miami beats Atlanta again.
And yep. Then you're sitting here. Let's say today gets rained out. It could. You never
know. What are they going to do? How many games? Play three games in a day?
So now Atlanta has lost two, and they have one more game left.
Oh, God.
It's unbelievable. I mean, but
I don't even know if I want that. Do I want that? Do we want that? I don't know. I don't know if I want to go into that last game with a chance, because then you're messing up a potential, setting everything up perfectly for a wild card series.
It is a weird set of circumstances for sure, man. It is a crazy set of circumstances.
And the weather looks horrible today.
Yes, I know.
I don't know how they're getting two games in. Now, they couldn't have played last night, so I don't blame them for raining the game out last night. There was no way they could have played, but, I mean, this thing's just circling. It's just rain all day and night.
Miserable outside. Yep. As you know, coming in on the LIE is no fun.
It was awesome.
Oh, man.
Just really
I hope
tremendous.
Nobody's hurt, but yes, the accident out by you. Oof.
Overturned tractor trailers and the whole thing. Yep.
You ever wonder how those tractor trailers overturn?
It's probably, I was thinking about this actually when you said that. Because
you think,
of course,
did they hit a bump or something and the back tires of the trailer kind of jumped to one side or the other and then they flip?
Here was my theory on it.
Okay.
First of all, you got the rain, so braking is hard for a tractor trailer to begin with. Then you add the rain to it and the hydroplaning. So I think, like, if someone cuts off a tractor trailer, or somebody's going really slow because of the rain and they have to slam on the brakes, I think at that point they're slamming on the brakes and things get cockeyed and then all of a sudden, ba-boom, falls on the side.
That's a good theory.
That would be my theory.
I would take that theory as one of the theories.
Yeah.
I mean, there could be other things.
There'll be like 15 calls now in this segment. You know, yeah, I overturned a tractor trailer back in 1993. I'll tell you how it happened.
Right.
Yeah, no, we don't need to do that.
So this is really interesting, what's happening to the Mets. And, you know, but I think if the Braves win tonight,
then
it's over with. Then you kind of adjust and you go on. And I'm sure that Buck Showalter's trying to figure all this stuff out and the Mets are trying to figure all this stuff out. But it's interesting. It's just an interesting set of circumstances that could unfold. None of us really believe that the Miami Marlins are going to sweep the Braves. We don't believe it, but crazier things have happened.
We got to remember, the Mets got to win every game, too, on top of it.
I know. So a lot of things have got to go right. And
yes.
Could we
be coming in tomorrow morning talking about the division still being in play, really is the question. Could we see the Braves lose again and the Mets sweep the doubleheader, and then we're walking in with one game left for each team, and if it works out for you, the Mets win the division? That's really the question. I don't think that's going to happen. I do think the Braves just take care of business, and the end is going to be tonight, and that'll relax everybody because the games won't matter at that point, and then Buck can do what he needs to do to get this team ready for the weekend. But he did say before the game was rained out last night in his pregame press conference, he goes, "I'm not giving up yet. I got a lot of faith in Don Mattingly." Now, Don Mattingly, of course, mutual parting of the ways. Maybe the team rallies around them, sweep the Braves on the way out, send Donnie Baseball on his way with a nice little three-game winning streak over the Atlanta Braves. Maybe the team gets all fired up for that. Who knows?
All right, so you got J. Cote Arizzi going tonight for the Braves.
That's right.
So, interesting. And then, of course, you know, the Mets' first part of this doubleheader is at 4:10 today. Oof. And then tonight at 7:40. These like games you want to go to with this weather?
No. Well, absolutely
not. Are they going to try to play the game? So are you on your weather app yet?
Yeah, I'm doing it right now.
Okay, attaboy.
I'm going to...
Let me know the long-term forecast for the rest of the day.
I'm going to the...
It's really short-term, but it's really long-term when you think about it in the 24-hour cycle.
Yeah, the 24-hour cycle.
Yeah.
I'm going to Queens. I'm going to hourly. Right now, 47 in rain.
Ugh.
All right, so let's go. 4 o'clock.
Yep, 4:10.
4:10. We got light rain, 69% chance of rain at 4. 73 at 5. 65 at 6. 70% at 7. 77 at 8. 72 at 9. Yeah, I mean, so basically... I mean,
how many people are going to show up to this?
Basically, the least chance of rain that you have for when the Mets are supposed to be playing is 65%. That's the least chance, and the most being 77.
I think you did a really good job there.
Well, I just read in the forecast. I'm no Joe Bastardo, but...
Bastardi.
I don't get my weather from God, but I do get it from the Weather Channel app.
All right, so there's a very good chance. I don't know. They're going to try to play it, I guess. What do you think?
The Von Stecker Norwegian High-Definition Infrared Microwave Super-Sensitive Doppler GPS Tracking Weather Observer.
I mean, do they have a choice? I mean, I guess Wednesday's supposed to be okay, right? Is it supposed to be okay Wednesday or no?
I think, I know Thursday's supposed to be okay.
Yeah, but Thursday.
We don't need Thursday in the mix. Yeah, no, Wednesday rain. There we go. No rain on Wednesday.
Yeah, what is it? What are we? Is this the remnants of Ian, or was this something else?
It is. Yeah, I don't. I wasn't sure, but I guess it is. It's just spinning around. Spinning around. It's not going anywhere. Three straight days, just straight rain. So, I mean, at this point, it's like, I don't want the Mets to have to be playing for something on Thursday. I know that means that there's still a chance that they could win a division if they are. But what happens if it doesn't work out at that point? But I guess we would know about the Braves, though. I guess we would know.
That's the point. That's
yeah, if the
point.
Mets are playing on Thursday, we would know what the Braves have done.
We would know whether or not they were swept or they won one game.
Oh, man, that would be amazing. We're sitting here, standalone Mets game on Thursday for the division. All you have to do is win and get in. Hey, it's a possibility.
Well, then you got to bring. And then the question is, if that does happen.
Mm-hmm. Who are you pitching?
Who are you pitching?
Yeah.
Yes.
No, I know.
I mean, that would be amazing.
If you knew that it's win and in and
gotta,
the Braves gotta, have been
gotta,
swept,
you then gotta you, go for it.
You yeah, gotta you go gotta for go it. For it.
You have to go
no,
for
absolutely. Because then you get 5 days off.
Right. Then you worry about but then you better hope that these guys that are, Mr. Opt Out and Mr. $43 million a year, are gonna come through. They're not gonna pull what they pulled down in Atlanta. Oh man. Jesus. I was thinking about this the other day, or last night actually, about the Mets and if they have to play the Padres.
Mm-hmm.
You know Juan Soto is going to hit like five home runs. You just know it.
He had struggled for a long time.
Until he sees the Mets. You just know it. He's a Met killer.
Yeah, that would be just awful.
That was like Anthony Rendon. You remember Anthony Rendon?
Of course.
He used to kill the Mets.
Yeah, and then he went out to the Angels, one of the worst contracts in baseball. He's been awful.
Because he doesn't play the Mets as much.
That's right. Yeah, you just
play
the Mets
19 times. Boom!
Yeah, get right situation for
right.
The Mets.
So here's good news for you.
Got good news for
you. Yeah, so yesterday I did Monday QB, right?
Oh, you did? I watched a clip of that.
Oh, well, that was nice. Thank you.
Yeah, it was posted by CBS Sports Network.
Yes, it was.
I believe.
It was. So got a chance to really look at all of Zach Wilson's plays.
Okay.
And I want to say, if he plays like he played in that fourth quarter. Now, a lot of guys around him played well, too. Especially the offensive line. Elijah Vera Tucker played unbelievably. But if he plays like that, then the Jets got themselves a real guy. They got themselves a real guy.
That is great news. You were right. You did not give me bad news there. That is great news.
I think
we kind of felt that way about the fourth quarter. And he never really looked overwhelmed. He was confident in that situation. He was up against it. He needed to have those touchdown drives. He delivered. I mean, you could tell the talent, too. I mean, it's not like there's guys that you just know are talented, and there's other ones that are just getting away with it. Like Jimmy Garoppolo, watching him last night, very impressive win for the 49ers. It was mostly their defense. But he's a guy who gets the job done. He wins games. But he never was the most talented guy. You never saw him make these crazy plays, get out of the pocket, arm talent, all these words that you hear. You could tell Zach has that. Now, it doesn't always translate it to being a great quarterback, but you could tell why Joe Douglas and others fell in love with his skill set when you saw him do some of those things on
like
Sunday.
Like what I said at halftime of their game. I said, if you're a Jet fan, you're like, all right, well, I'm not really sure what we got here, but because there are moments where you can see the arm strength and the accuracy and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got, him running around making, like, crazy plays.
Yeah.
And that was part of his game at BYU. I'm not, that was part of watching him and watching his college tapes. There's a lot of that stuff. But I have to say, I mean, the fourth quarter in the pocket, running when you have to run, the fourth and seven of Corey Davis like it was nothing on the first touchdown drive. It was good, man. He was like in that pocket. The ball was coming out. And look at where he put the ball. That's the thing. The accuracy was a thing of beauty. Like the receivers didn't really have to dive for balls or reach for balls. Everything was like right in where they needed to be.
Well, it was a lot of quick decision making, too, which was great. I mean, because this is a guy who hadn't played football in a very long time. His training camp and preseason was cut short. And he had a knee injury. So, I mean, him to just step back there in the pocket, know where his guys were going to be, and deliver in that way was probably the most impressive thing.
Now, what he has to do, he has to protect himself, because early in the game, and I think there were nerves, and knowing that it was on the road, and probably some communication issues and stuff like that, he broke the pocket a couple times. Mm-hmm. And the one time he broke the pocket to the left, he spun around and jumped up and threw the ball out of bounds and took a hit right to the knees. And those are the things that he's got to try to stay away from. You know, it's almost like you want him to play free and easy, but you also want him to be really careful about, you know, exposing himself to further injury. It's the same thing with Daniel Jones. When he runs with the ball, you know, you always worry about, did he learn from the mistake that he made against Philadelphia last year? I think for the most part this year watching Daniel, I would say, yeah, he has. But I just came away watching the fourth quarter with a complete appreciation for everything that I think the Jets have seen in training camp for 2 years. That when he's all right, when he's right and he's understanding things and he can see that he understands his offense better. You know, he's making his quick decisions. He knows where he's going with the football. And I have to say the accuracy was really impressive and his ability to sit in that pocket was really impressive. So, and that's with a beat-up offensive line.
Yeah.
Now, this week, again, like I was saying yesterday, you know, now, okay, let's take it to the next week. And you're going to see a blitzing Miami defense this week. So there's going to be a lot of opportunities for big plays against Miami. And Miami has given up a lot of big plays. But he's got to be able to see the defense and understand where he's going with the ball in the face of that blitz. And I don't want to see a guy that's running all over the place, you know, 20 times in this game coming up.
Do we have a Sauce Gardner mirroring Tyreek Hill in this game? They just stick him on Tyreek the entire time? That'd be a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah.
Well, Sauce has been very, very good.
And, you know, they're going to see Teddy Bridgewater because Tua has been ruled out. You know, now all of a sudden, everybody is going to be extremely cautious in the NFL. I'm sure the NFL put a memo out. I'm sure that memo went to all the training staffs about the Tua injury and everything else. You know, Tyrod Taylor, we're not going to see him. He's not going to be traveling with the Giants to London. There's no reason to take him there. I would not be surprised after, you know, and I know Brian Daboll didn't say anything concrete yesterday about who his starting quarterback is going to be. But Daniel Jones has got I believe he's got a high ankle sprain.
Yeah, he wouldn't commit, Brian Daboll, that is, to the high ankle sprain in his press conference yesterday when he was asked directly about it. And
so let's say it's not a high ankle sprain, it's just an ankle sprain. There's still, that's going to keep Daniel from doing what Daniel does best, and that's run and be on the move, and that's part of the offense. I really, he's not going to be able to do what he has been doing up to this point. There's no way. I believe that Davis Webb will be elevated. I'm sure they'll sign somebody else off of somebody else's practice squad. But then if you sign somebody off of somebody else's practice squad, you've got to put them on the roster. That's a problem.
I mean, Davis Webb against the Packers in London.
Well, Davis Webb, you know, and I know it was the second half of a lot of these preseason games, actually played well.
It was really well, but so did Strebler, and then both of them ended up on the practice squad, right? So, I mean, it doesn't really matter.
But they're there for a reason. They're there for a reason, and now is going to – I don't see how Daniel Jones can play and start. And if he does start, the offense is going to be not what we have seen. There's not going to be all that movement. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
There's not going to be all these bootlegs and all this other stuff. And they're going against a Green Bay defense that is really one of the best in the league.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Boomer and Geo on this rainy Tuesday on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. No Mets last night, but the Yankees did play an interesting game last night because you had Severino doing what he was doing and all the at-bats with Aaron Judge. It was funny to me because they're still breaking in. They broke in on Monday Night Countdown apparently last night for the Judge home run. They were breaking in with college football on Saturdays. And I know that we're paying attention to it here. It's the Yankees. It's Judge. This is what we care about. There is nobody who was watching Monday Night Countdown last night that gave a crap about Aaron Judge when they broke in the middle of that pregame show, and even more so with college football in the middle of the game.
You know, the amazing thing is he hit number 60 on September 20th, then didn't hit 61 until eight games later on the 28th.
How about that?
And hasn't hit one since, obviously. So this has just been, man. And they just keep breaking in and breaking in. And believe you me, if you are a Yankee fan, you are watching Aaron Judge and you know where to find him. They don't need to be breaking in anymore.
That is right.
And Wins is breaking into us as well.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. But I will say for Severino, which is more important than anything right now, you know, when they put him on the 60-day IL, remember how ticked off he was?
That's
and everything?
Right.
Well, there's a reason why Brian Cashman did that. And you saw that reason last night.
Jerry Recco's here to tell you all about it. What's happening to Jerry?
Brought to you by Superbook Sports. Visit superbook.com. And by Wallhour Paint, Hardware, and Design. Visit shop.wallhour.com. So let's get to Sevy.
Severino deals. Struck him out swinging. Strikeout. Number 7 for Severino. If he comes out. Well, you can't pitch better than that. 7 innings, no runs, no hits, 1 walk, a race on a double play. He faced the minimum of 21 through 7.
But that was it.
Asparagus.
That was John Sterling with the call on the Fan. 7 no-hit innings, the 7 strikeouts, the line he gave you. Yankees beat the Rangers 3-1. He would not go out for the 8th or the 9th inning. Obviously, 96 pitches. He was done. Here was Aaron Boone. That kind of sucked to take him out.
He's out there doing his job at a really high and special level, and to have to be the one that shuts that down is... not fun, but one you got to do.
Here was Severino asked if he would have completed the no-hitter had he stayed in.
1,000%. I don't know. You get a no-hitter, it's tough. You know, you need, you know, all your guys up there. But, you know, how I was feeling, you know, how the fastball was, I feel I would go to.
And he said...
So he's upset again. So he's upset that he got pulled again. It looked like, I understand why the Yankees did it. We all understand it. Watching the interaction between Severino and Boone in the dugout, you could see that Severino's a little ticked off.
Yeah. I mean, he's pitching great. Probably felt great. His fastball, his last pitch he threw was 100 miles an hour. I mean, I always want to see a guy go for it every single time. This one doesn't bother me as much as the perfect game ones that we saw earlier this year with Kershaw and Max Scherzer. And also, the Scherzer one, he was only at 60-something pitches when he came out. Well, Severino had 96 pitches.
You got to watch out for his oblique. But the thing here is that he's ready to go.
Well,
he is ready to rock and roll, and he is entrenched as their third starter right now. He might even be better than Gerrit Cole right now.
What I wanted to know was, and we'll never know, if he was at 96 pitches through 8, would they have given him a chance at that point? And I'm thinking probably yes.
Probably.
But it was 96 through 7. He had 2 more innings to get through, and that was the end of it.
Well, he did say that he did do his best.
I was trying to fight him, but at the end, you know, you can't do nothing about it. You know, he told me, hey, you are, like, what you think, you know. Like, I said, I'm going to die out there.
But, I don't know what that means. I'm going to die out there?
Oh, meaning like he's going to give it all he's got.
Okay.
You know, even if that includes death, apparently.
Well, you know, if he's going to die out there, do it in a playoff game. That's what I always say. Don't do it in a meaningless game that doesn't have impact on anything that's going on moving forward.
At least for the Yankees as a team.
But I will say this, for Yankee fans out there, they handled him right. They handled him right last night. They handled him right during the season. And now you got yourself a legitimate... nobody's pitched like that this year.
Cortez 1, Severino 2, Cole 3.
I mean,
that
performance last night was... That was vintage Severino.
And by the way, Aaron Boone already came out. Gerrit Cole's my number one starter.
Of course, yeah.
You got 2 guys that are clearly better than him right now, and he's going to be the guy.
Yeah. Here was Giancarlo Stanton. He homered. He says, another one. Good sign for me moving forward.
That's good. It means I'm getting synced up. You know, the turn on a fastball at that velocity means things are clicking.
And that was on yes.
Only took you 2.5 months to get synced up.
But again, he synced up right in time for the playoffs.
Yes, let's hope so. Yep.
Marwin Gonzalez with Jeff Nelson on the fan on the field. He says, kind of funny how I pop up to end the ninth. And I'm getting booed because you know who's on deck, and they wanted to see one more at bat. That would be Aaron Judge.
Yeah. I was laughing for base because it's like we were just talking about that the other day. Trevino was hitting nine, and he was talking about it in New York. So it was just funny that today happened to me.
In Texas, yes. So they'll play two today, starting at 1:25 with the coverage on the fan. The first pitch will be after 2:00. Yankees closing in on 100 wins. They got 3 chances to get 2 more to do so. Mets, meantime, have been stuck at 98 for several days now. They were rained out with the Nationals yesterday. They'll play the straight doubleheader today. First pitch, 4:10. Here was Buck Showalter. This is the clip you referenced before about the division. Not over yet.
We're hoping they lose 3 and we win 3. I ain't giving in. Never know. Got a lot of confidence in Don Mattingly.
Well, you needed 6 things to go right. The first one went right.
1-0 pitch. Hard hit ball to right field, going over to his right, Garcia. He'll run it down on the warning track, and that ends the ball game. Marlins shut out the Braves 4-0. Leave the entire traveling party sleepwalking into today's events.
Get some sleep, come back today, see if they can win the division. That was Braves radio with the call. 4-0, the final score. Miami beats Atlanta.
Traveling party sleepwalking into Miami.
Yeah, that's basically calling out the team for not being prepared for this one, but hey, it was a really emotional big series for them, and then they traveled to this dead atmosphere. It happens to the best of them.
Phillies blank the Astros 3-0. They clinch a playoff spot. So now I know if everything was as it is now, the Mets would play the Padres, but they're right there with the Padres. If the Mets play the Phillies, it looks like Zach Wheeler would be lined up to pitch game one Friday at Citi Field. So we'll see. See who they play and how things shake
out. So what did the Padres and the Giants do last night?
That's a great question.
They played a baseball game.
Right.
And there was a team that won.
Let's see.
Just Google it.
I am Googling it, and I got the scoreboard up here for you real quick. So let's see. Padres won 7-4.
Okay.
There you have it. And White Sox manager Tony La Russa stepped down because of health concerns. Can't do it anymore, he said. All right, the Monday Night Football game wrapped up the week in the NFL. There were some shenanigans, which we will get to, but in the end, a win for the Niners.
Shotgun snap from their own 43. Left tackle back in a leaping catch made on a quick throw at the 50 by Samuel. Broker tackle 45, breaks him at the tackle 40. He's on the hash mark to 30. He's being chased as he comes to the near side 25. Broker tackle at the 20. Sideline 10, 5, touchdown! What a run after the catch! Deebo Samuel!
He went for 57 yards. Niners beat up Matthew Stafford and the Rams 24-9, the final. Jimmy Garoppolo, 239 yards passing with that touchdown. Jeff Wilson, a 32-yard touchdown run. And Talanoa Hufanga, a 52-yard pick. He returns for a score in the fourth. Here was Garoppolo afterwards. Did not play well last week. Happy to bounce back.
When you go through a tough week like that, it makes for, you know, makes this feel a lot better at the end. So we've been in this situation before, you know, just it's a roller coaster this season.
And they always are. Stafford sacked 7 times, pressured 5 more. He says, yeah, tough night.
We knew it was going to be a battle. You know, we weren't good enough, you know, myself, and you know, first and foremost in the red zone, had some opportunities to put some points up and didn't get touchdowns there. And that's, you know, probably the difference in the game.
Yeah.
So who's playing better, Jared Goff or Matthew Stafford?
Jared Goff's a weird one, though, because the Lions continue to fall behind. He had a pick 6 he threw yesterday or Sunday that kind of hurt them. But then he's making all these throws all over the place to bring them back.
So Jared Goff right now is thrown for 1,100 yards, 11 TDs, and 3 interceptions.
So that conversation ended with Matt Stafford won the Super Bowl with the Rams when they made that decision to get rid of Jared Goff. And Matthew, doesn't matter anymore. I mean, did Jared Goff get a 10 seasons in a row where he plays better than Stafford? Doesn't matter.
Well, the interesting thing, one of the reasons the Lions did what they did is because they got the draft capital along with Jared Goff, and were going to be able to get out of the Jared Goff contract if they wanted to. But Jared Goff has actually played really well for Detroit, and they have a decision. And he could be a guy that could be available for a team out there, you know, come free agency. The guy's playing great.
Yeah, I mean, they're still losing, and we talked about it yesterday. A lot of this stuff is garbage time, you know?
Yeah, nah.
They're playing from behind. They're throwing a ball a million times. So, I don't know. It's still Jared Goff.
Mentioned shenanigans last night as well.
And here comes a stoppage in play because someone has run on the field with a smoke bomb that is pink, and he's running up the sideline. Now a couple of Rams come over there and make the tackle. Head first into the player who has taken the field, and he's in a cloud of pink smoke, so you can't see him.
And Kevin on Westwood.
Yeah, it was Tack McKinley and Bobby Wagner.
Yep.
Sure. I hope it was worth it, my friend, because you've got a night in the clink coming up.
That guy is
headed to the slammer.
Not here. If that happened in New York now, he wouldn't be.
Well, you go and be let out.
Bail reform, yeah.
Exactly. Sunday morning, Giants play the Packers in London. Here was the exchange you referenced, G, with Brian Daboll and a reporter about Daniel Jones' status.
Hey, Brian, what is Daniel's injury?
He has a...
Come on.
Ankle. Is it a sprained ankle? Like no fractures?
Yeah, no, he's fine in that regard. He's got an ankle sprained. We'll see where he's at.
High ankle sprain?
Yeah, I'm not going to get into the specifics of it.
Well, the good news is it's not his plant foot. It's his front foot. It's his left foot. So he can still plant.
Doesn't matter. He never gets to plant
on his
anyway.
Right foot.
What's that? He never gets to plant and throw anyway. Sunday afternoon, the Jets take on the Dolphins. Tua ruled out, so Miami is starting Teddy Bridgewater at quarterback. Boomer, this is for you.
Mm.
This is where you sit up tall.
Yeah.
You.
Yeah.
You say, yes. I am the man right now.
I am the man right now.
Because you've been talking about this for years
and years.
Hey, Tyreek Hill. You play in the Jets. So how close were you to signing with the Jets in the offseason?
You know what? It was very close to happening, man. But it's just those state taxes, man. You know, I realized.
Yeah, baby!
I had to make a grown-up decision.
That's right. Wyoming, yeah. Washington, Texas, Tennessee, South Dakota, Nevada, Florida, and Alaska, all states with no state income tax. They get you another way.
I'm sure.
But when you really look at it, no, it's not. Did I do a sports? I might have. No, maybe.
No, you just recorded them.
I know.
Broncos running back Javonte Williams out the rest of the season. Torn ACL and torn LCL in his right knee. And Randy Gregory is going to miss several weeks. He needs arthroscopic knee surgery.
Long year for those Denver Broncos.
It might be. Preseason basketball, Sixers beat the Nets 127-108. 19 minutes played by Ben Simmons.
Feels so good to be back. I'm just grateful and blessed to be back here on the floor and playing with these guys. So I'm
and
happy.
To answer your question from yesterday, Ryan Rucco did do the game on the Yes app, but the game was on NBA TV.
It was.
Okay. So, yes, so you could watch that game last night. The Knicks play the Pistons tonight as they will get things going. T-Wolves forward Karl-Anthony Towns hospitalized last week with a throat infection. That caused him trouble breathing. He was on bed rest, seems to have come out of it. Talked to the media yesterday, feeling a bit better. Preseason hockey, Devils shut out the Bruins 1-0. You got the Islanders and Flyers tonight.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Another night of no home runs for Aaron Judge. It was about Severino and his no-hitter through seven last night. That was the history that we didn't get to see. Two bits of history we didn't get to see. No chance of the no-hitter after he gets taken out after seven and Aaron Judge not hitting this home run. I mean, at this point, doesn't Rob Manfred have to get involved, go to the Texas Rangers, just groove one to this guy? Just give him a nice 92-mile-an-hour fastball down the middle of the plate so we can get this thing over with. They can put this out on our social stuff and just get it over with.
Sometimes that you come up with these ideas that
groove
are just like so foreign to me.
Groove one.
Just well, doesn't make any sense.
It's happened in pro sports before. I'll give you two examples.
Brett Favre and Michael Strahan.
Right. And the other
That's a disgrace and an embarrassment.
Okay. Sorry. And the other one was, remember Cal Ripken in that All-Star game, in his final All-Star game?
That's an All-Star game. It's a different story.
Still groove one to him. Groove one to him.
How about Denny McClain and Mickey Mantle?
Okay. There you go. There's another one.
But
So let's do it again.
Yeah, but the point being is, you know what? If you're a competitor, if you're worth anything...
The Rangers are not. These are Rangers pitchers. They aren't worth anything.
Yes, they are worth something.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are. I mean, you're unbelievable. I mean, like, you
it's time
think,
to get it over
you're
with.
You're thinking that Rob Manfred should call up the yes. Rangers and say, hey, guys.
Groove one.
Just groove one Aaron Judge and let's get this thing over
That's
with.
That's right.
It's not happening. I mean, it's the thought that you don't understand.
Got to get this over with. We're all tired of it.
That these are athletes trying
we're all tired
to keep
of it.
Being the pitcher that actually gives up number 62. They don't want to go Brett Favre. Mm-hmm. You know, they want to hold him at 61.
Yep.
And I kind of believe that the Maris family wants to be 61 too.
And he was tweeting, well, I don't know about that. Maybe, maybe not. Roger Maris Jr. was tweeting yesterday about stuff and about Aaron Judge and Bonds, trying to backtrack, talking about how great of a player Bonds was and everything else. It's just, I don't know. I mean, does the Yankee fan even care about this anymore?
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, I'm sure that they want to see it as opposed to not wanting to see it. But, like, last night, I think what the takeaway from last night was, man, Severino is dealing, and this is going to be a weapon in the postseason.
Right. So, was 6, 7, 8 weeks ago, we talked about how, you're going to get your reinforcements back.
Mm-hmm.
And the Yankees have gotten their reinforcements back. Now, I don't know what this whole thing about Carpenter is. They put him on, the 60-day DL or something like that, and they're going to retroactively... What does that mean? I don't even know what that means.
Well...
Does that mean that he has a chance to come back or not, or what?
I think it does, yes.
Why?
I do believe so. What do you mean, why? Because he's been gone for a long time. And then if you retroactively put him on that IL...
Yeah, then you can bring him off of it?
Yeah. I think...
Okay. I don't know, all these freaking rules, I have no idea. But I will say that the thing that worries me now is really going to be the Yankee bullpen. That's going to be, and we all know that that is the money spot in all of these playoff games, are the 7th, 8th, and 9th inning. Like, 6, 7, 8, 9. Right in that area is where the money spot is in these games.
And there's really barely anybody that you trust out there. I mean, really, there's barely anybody that you really trust. And that's where Aaron Boone has got to be at his best. We talk a lot about Aaron Boone and the lineup, and it's Brian Cashman's team, and he's just an extension. He's a tentacle off of Brian Cashman. Well, in-game decisions when it comes to using the bullpen is probably going to be mostly Aaron Boone, even though he's going to have all the numbers there in front of him. He's going to have to mix and match and matchups and everything else. He's going to manage the hell out of that bullpen in the playoffs if they're going to go anywhere.
All right, so he will. He will, and there will be guys that do not come through. Is that his fault if the guy that he chooses does not come through?
Well, depending on the situation. I mean, if we're all saying, all right, you got to go to this guy and he goes to another guy, or he goes with his gut and opposed to the numbers or vice versa. I don't know. I mean, it has to be one of those situations where, we'll evaluate it afterwards. If there was an obvious thing, like when everybody was screaming that Edwin Diaz should have pitched the 2 innings and Buck brought in Drew Smith, and Drew Smith ended up working out, but everybody first guessed that Edwin Diaz should have pitched 2 innings.
Well, but I told you the reason he didn't do that is because he wanted to have him available for the first game in Atlanta.
Where they didn't even see him.
They didn't even see him. So These are the decisions that these managers make, and we all sit in judgment after the fact. And I'm just saying that in past years, the Yankees' bullpen has been a strength. Now, right now, it's a big question mark. And I'm not going to sit here and watch Aaron Boone mix and match via matchups and analytics and all that other crap and then kill him if the guy that he brings in doesn't do his job.
Yeah, but that's,
I'm sorry.
That's the way that it works.
So here
that's
the, Yankees,
the deal.
Here are the Yankees. All right, so they're most likely going to win 100 games. They win their division. They get the bye. And they've gotten their third pitcher locked and loaded right now. I mean, he is...
Should be their second
and they,
pitcher.
And they handled him the right way. They handled him for this reason right now. You know, when their pitching staff was really struggling in the middle of the season, all these injuries and all the injuries in the bullpen and all that other crap, all of it was about getting each individual player ready for the run in October. And one of those players was very upset that he was put on that 60-day IL, and that was Severino. And now you see where he is, and you can understand why they did what they did, because they want him to be the guy that we saw last night going into the playoffs.
I mean, it's a game changer if he pitches like that in the postseason. It's obvious. Makes the rotation that much stronger. I mean, you got two guys you really, really trust and another guy that you hope wakes up and is his best self in Garrett Cole.
So, you know, maybe Brian Cashman's not a moron. I don't know.
He has not earned the right to build this team the way it needs to be built, moron. Carl and Mattawan. What's going on, Carl?
Good morning, guys. How are we doing today?
Great. What's up, man?
So I have a question for you, specifically for you, Gio. I want to know how you feel about the fact that Judge might hit 62 during a day game against the Rangers.
I mean, if he hits it, I would be thrilled for him and thrilled for the radio station, too, by the way, because we'd have a day game on WFAN that people be paying attention to, listening during the day. So that'd be good for us. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I would have preferred him to hit it at Yankee Stadium. Everybody would have. But as long as he gets there, that's all that matters, right?
I guess as long as he gets there, it's all that matters. But your boy Manfred wouldn't like that. Nobody's going to see it. No more break-ins on the NFL or football.
But, I mean, the way that this works nowadays, everybody sees it. Everybody ends up seeing it.
Everybody sees it on social media.
It's right up there immediately.
Question, I guess, really is it important to see it live or is it, you know, does it matter to you? No, I'd like to see it live. I do. I would like, that's why I keep flipping back from whatever I'm watching to see whether or not, you know, he's going to get another shot like last night. But I want to see it live.
Yeah, I mean, I don't, to me, if you have, like, if he hit it October 1st and all that stuff that was around, you know, Maris hitting October 1st, 61 years to the day or whatever, that would have been special. Any other time to me, it's just hit the thing already. Hit it.
I wanted to
day
see
game,
him.
Texas, home game. Just hit
I
the thing.
I
kind of
wanted
thing.
To see him hit it in Yankee Stadium because I wanted to see the reaction.
Yeah.
I wanted to see the fans' reaction. I want to see the players' reaction in Yankee Stadium. That's, you know, and I'm not a Yankee fan.
I know. I've heard. You know, yeah.
So, but I wanted to see it hit here in New York. I am a New York guy, though.
I've heard that. And you have a Yankee sweatshirt.
Don't have a Yankee sweatshirt.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.